Well, hello and welcome to the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast. It is Thursday, the 14th of May, 2026. Hope you're well. Hope you are having a great week. Now, I've got to be honest with you, as I always am anyway, but the weather this week has absolutely caught me out, particularly over the last few days. One minute we're having blazing hot sunshine. The next minute we've got cold winds that has been really chilly, and even hail has came down. And really, the plants have really taken a bit of a brunt of it, particularly down on the allotment. My home plot is a little bit more sheltered, so it's not been a problem at home. But down on the allotment, my potato plants, they are looking black. And the cucumbers didn't make it that I planted out last week. Now, I knew I was really pushing the risk by planting out early, and this week has been a reminder of exactly why we hold back. Nature always has that final say, and this has been a massive learning curve for myself. Now, I have already spent a few days down on the allotment just trying to get ahead. It's shaping up to be a very busy weekend for me. I've cut the grass today, pulled out a mountain of weeds, and the place just looks so much better for it. Now, I have decided not to plant anything else this week. The weather is just a little unpredictable, but I think we're going to have another heat wave, so we'll deal with that as and when. But of course, I did run out of battery about 3/4 of the way through doing all the jobs for my power tools. So that was a little bit annoying. Now, tomorrow being Friday, I'm home all day and I am planning a major tidy up. This is starting inside the house, working my way to the back of the garden. So I'm start from one end of the garden and work my way to the back. Now, the nearer the house shouldn't take too long, but the back of the garden nearly really does need some attention. I always like to start in the same place and work my way back, and what I find then is where I start takes less and less time. The grapes and the blackberries, they need a really good prune because they are stretching across the paths. The chicken need a proper clean out, and I'm moving the compost area to be nearer the greenhouse. This is just going to make life a little bit easier for the time being. More plants are going to need potting up into bigger pots, and I've got more seeds to sow, cucumbers particularly, but also sunflowers and nasturtiums. Saturday is going to be a big day as well. I'm collecting my bees and then I'm taking those to my friend's field to get the hive set up and running. I'm really excited for this. This is going to be a big project, of course, but it is really exciting. And then Sunday I'm heading to the Chelsea for the Chelsea Flower Show, which is going on Monday, or press of day is Monday anyway. A bit of inspiration, bit of indulgence, should be a great day out. Get to see a couple of my friends as well, so I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to record Sunday's podcast early and schedule that to come out a little bit in the evenings for you anyway. So basically what I'm saying, it's a rather busy weekend for me. What about you? What are your plans for this weekend? Now, moving on from that, today I also sowed my sweet corn, and I thought, as we always do, it's a good chance to walk through exactly how I grow it from seed to harvest. Now, sweet corn really does need some warmth to get going, so I always start mine indoors in a heated propagator. I fill the small plots up with just some good quality seed compost, make a hole about 2 centimeters deep, drop one seed per pot. Sweet corn really hates root disturbance, so I do find individual pots and like my my root trainers, but my larger root trainers, I guess you could call them, are pretty good. Like to keep them warm, 18 to 21 degrees, and they will usually germinate within 7 to 10 days. I do want to stress that once they're germinated and grown strongly, get them out of the heated propagator. Don't let them stay in a high humidity. They don't like it. Then once they're about 10 to 15 centimetres tall and the risk of frost has passed, they can go outside. Sweet corn really needs to be planted in blocks rather than rows, and that's because it is wind pollinated. So a 3x3 or 4x4 grid works perfectly for this. Plant them about 40 centimeters apart each way, water them in well, mulch to keep some of that moisture in. They're hungry plants, so a weekly feed once they are established really helps as well. Now, as I said, they're wind pollinating, they don't need insects, but you know pollination has worked when the silks start to turn brown. Harvest when the kernels are plump, and when you peel back the outer husk and you pierce one of the kernels with your fingernail, it releases a milky juice when it is pressed. If it's clear, it needs a little bit longer. If it's starchy and thick, you've left them too long. But freshly picked sweet corn is one of the best flavours you'll ever grow. Another note on that, if you really want to preserve the best flavour from your sweet corn, you may not be able to eat them straight away, but you've got about an hour before the sugars turn to starch. So if you want to keep that sweet goodness, what you've got to do is blanch them for just a minute or two within 1 hour of harvesting. So I will leave my harvesting of a sweet corn to be my last job. I'll rush home, get a big pan of water on, and then quickly blanch all my sweet corn. Obviously, that's a while off yet, but that is a top tip for really getting the most, the best flavour out of your sweet corn. Then they can go in the freezer and they won't lose any of that sweetness. Now, if you are looking for a few extra tasks to tackle this weekend, I do have a few ideas for you. Harden off any tender plants that you're planning to plant out later this month. This is now about the time that I would usually say it is safe. Certainly mid-May, Chelsea is usually a good sign that it is time to start getting your tender plants outside. Just keep an eye on the weather at the same time. Give your greenhouse a clean and reorganise your staging if you are in a position to do that. My greenhouse is rather full of a lot of plants still, and it's actually being used to grow things like tomatoes and what have you. So they're not quite ready there, but never mind. They will still benefit from a good clean. It may be time to start thinking about just putting some wash up on the glass as well, just to keep the inside a bit cooler. But maybe a bit early, but you know summer is just around the corner. Direct sow some beetroot, radish or spring onions. This is something I'm going to be doing myself because we always need plenty of those. It's a good idea to go and check your supports for your peas, your broad beans. The wind has been a bit blowy, not massively overly blowy, but it has been a bit lively. So it's a good idea just go check that they are all supported. Mulch any fruit bushes just before this next dry spell. I mean, you know how much I love a mulch. Very important to keep them mulched. And if you've got any potatoes in containers, top them up with compost just to make sure any potatoes that are growing, you get more potatoes and they're not subjected to any light and turn green. So I think that's plenty to keep you going for this weekend. And that is it for this week's Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast. I will be back on Sunday for you. We'll be pre-recorded if everything goes to plan. Like I said, busy weekend, but we're going to get it done. Now, thank you as always for being part of the Supporters Club. It genuinely means the world. I hope you have a fantastic weekend. Enjoy whatever you're up to, and I will speak to you again on Sunday. Until then, please take care.